This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Today is the moment of truth for Colorado's budget writers. They'll learn exactly how much they'll have to cut back spending in order to keep next year's budget in balance. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Lawmakers have long known they face around a $1 billion gap between what the state has promised to spend money on and the amount of money it has to spend. Republican lawmakers, like Representative Ty Winter, say it's time for the state to do less.
We don't have a revenue problem in Colorado. We have a priority problem. And there's a lot of legislation that has been passed that puts money in places that it shouldn't be.
On Monday, the committee that sets the budget will hear from nonpartisan economists about their best guess for how much money will be available for state programs. After that, they'll have to make hard decisions about what Colorado can no longer afford. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Two Denver strip clubs are on the hook for $14 million in back pay and penalties to its workers. It's the result of a months-long investigation from the Denver Auditor's Office. One of the impacted workers, Devin Dewey, said it's difficult for employees to speak out against the adult entertainment industry.
It can feel dangerous to speak out. I mean, not even on this level, but just to tell people, you know, what you do for work or to apply for a different job.
Rick's Cabaret and Diamond Cabaret have sued the city over the investigation, alleging government overreach. This is CPR News.